This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
We're the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast.
We're a bunch of local young people who have lots to say, stories to tell, and stuff to promote.
All from right here in Greater Green Island on ORFM.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of our podcast. My name is Nono, and alongside me is Christopher, Bree, and Eli. We are your hosts today on behalf of the Youth Action Group. How about we do a round of introducing ourselves and sharing something interesting about you?
Hey team, I guess I'll start us off. My name is Bree, and I am a youth worker at Greater Green Island Community Network, and I am 22 years old. And something interesting about me is that I am half Vietnamese. So my dad was from Vietnam, well, he is from Vietnam, but he lives in New Zealand now. And my mum's from Dunedin.
Maloni, everyone. My name is Eli, and I'm a youth worker as well. And something interesting about me is I'll be travelling to Samoa next week, and I'll be representing the small island of Tokelau in the Oceania Wrestling Championships.
My name is Christopher, and I go to Fairfield School. Some interesting thing about me is I'm half British and English.
Hello, my name is Nono, and I go to Bathgate School. Something interesting about me is that I'm a fruit salad.
Nice.
Nice.
Very cool. Should we start with our first segment? Should we do a little fun game segment intro thing? Because we have it up here, and we don't think we ever used it.
Yep.
So welcome to us playing some little segment noises on.
Welcome to Debate Club Bit Dumb, where the topics are ridiculous and options are somehow even worse. We're debating the big stuff like, does pepperoni belong on pizza? No prep, no research, just passionate nonsense. Let's debate.
Hot chocolate, water or milk? The correct way to make hot chocolate is?
What do you reckon, Nona?
Water, then milk.
Water than milk. Mm.
How much water are you putting into your hot chockies?
Water.
Just water?
Yeah.
Pretty much, then like a dash of milk?
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah, what do you reckon, Christopher?
All milk.
All milk.
All milk.
That's how they first made it.
Well, my take is that you'd put maybe a tablespoon of hot chocolate powder. You'd fill it up almost to the top with water, and then just a dash of milk. That's the proper way.
Nice. So you and Nono can be in a bit of a team then.
I agree with Nono.
I agree with Christopher here, except I do it slightly differently. I put in a dash of hot water to melt the chocolate, just to melt it, and then I pour the milk in. So, but I'm like 95%, probably 98% milk. So should we give Nono and Eli 30 seconds to debate why they think it's the best, though? Go.
Because hot milk just, yeah.
Yeah.
Hot milk doesn't belong.
Yeah, hot milk doesn't.
But hot water, nice.
Hot water, nice. It's a lot healthier as well, eh, Nono?
Yeah.
Yep, and you know, as a hot chocolate drinker, you can have maybe 3 hot chocolates because, you know, with water. But with milk, you know, that you're basically describing a hot milkshake.
Chris. Yeah.
So
you're just making hot milkshake.
You're just making milkshake and put in the mic. That's what I feel.
I've got something to say.
Okay.
You said water's healthier, but milk makes your body stronger.
The calcium.
Makes your bones stronger.
That's why we say just a dash.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a dash is going to do much.
It's going to do nothing.
See, I reckon you need the milk for the creaminess and because it like a good like thickness and like it's not just like, like you pretty much it's like water, you know? It's so watery, it's like not the vibe. See, if you it's just creamy and nice and it feels more like chocolate, like if you were going to drink chocolate. And that's isn't that what hot chocolate's all about? It's like drinking chocolate, but hot.
But can you have a bowl of cereal and then have hot chocolate after? Because that's like 2 cups of milk.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of milk.
Well, one of them, you might not have chocolate in it. Like if it's not chocolate cereal, then it's just milk.
Yeah.
Then wait, a hot chocolate after is like chocolate milk.
Mm.
Wait, what about the lactose intolerant people?
That's a great point.
I'll give you one there. If you're lactose intolerant, like I get not wanting to have milk. But I know a lot of people that love milk so much and they're lactose intolerant, so they'll have it. What do you think, Christopher?
One of my friends is, how do you say it?
Lactose intolerant?
Yeah. He's one of those, and he doesn't have hot chocolate at all. He just doesn't have it at all.
Yeah, it's not great if you're lactose, but...
But if he had to choose between your hot chocolate and our hot chocolate, which one do you think he'd choose?
I don't know.
I reckon if he wasn't lactose intolerant, he'd definitely go for
milk,
yeah. As most people would, eh?
Mm. I prefer almond milk. Ooh, chocolate almond milk.
Chocolate almond milk.
But when you have a milkshake, do you have water in it? Milk.
No, it's just milk. No. That's why I was saying you're describing a hot milkshake.
Well, I've never heard the word hot milkshake before.
But hot milkshakes must need ice cream.
Ooh.
Because milkshakes are made out of ice cream.
Yeah, so when you make a hot milkshake, Eli, do you make hot ice cream?
Interesting point.
Like, I mean, do you add ice cream into your hot milkshakes?
Hot milkshake at
so
ice cream.
So what you're describing is just a hot chocolate.
Yes.
But I feel like what you guys are having is Milo. Like, when I go to camps with Milo, I mean, I have hot water with Milo sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe we can meet somewhere in the middle. Do you think all milk is tastier?
Yeah. It's not.
I love milk.
But all water is healthier?
Mm.
It's not really.
Because milk is healthy for you.
Milk is healthy.
Yeah,
yes.
Actually.
It's the amount of sugar you're putting into it. That's the issue.
It's the sugar.
You're still adding bucketful of sugar.
You're right there.
I don't add bucketful of sugar.
Okay, I reckon we cannot come to a conclusion about this.
I think I'm starting to come towards the milk side.
The milk side? Okay.
No, sorry, Norma.
Yes.
Okay, then. We'll give it to the milkshake, guys.
Thank all right. Shot, Eli. I mean, it's definitely the right way to go, so.
You still don't change my mind.
Okay.
But then it's also a waste of milk.
Yes, the cost of milk has gone up, so actually how many...
Okay, no fear. That's fair, but actually, it still tastes better.
I'm starting to come back to the other side now.
Okay.
Yeah, but then you have your water bill.
Mm-hmm.
And that's adding
hot
more money
bill,
to your water bill.
I see.
Shot, Christopher. Shall we end off the segment? Yeah, well, we don't know where this has ended, team, but that's okay.
And that's the end of the debate club, but where the arguments were strong, but the logic was questionable. Let us know whose side you're on, or just who made the less sense.
Welcome to Weirdest Shopping Spree. This is where we confess the strangest things we've ever bought or witnessed. Someone else proudly purchased like it was totally normal. Let's see what ended up in the cart.
Nice, Nono.
Yeah.
Would anyone like to start off with...
Nope.
Noble. Go, Christopher.
This was on YouTube and somebody in America bought a fizzy for $20.
What? Was it a special kind of fizzy or...?
It was a 7-Up.
7-Up?
But it was like a small one.
It must have belonged to someone famous or something. How does it get up to that much? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Next person would... I'll go here. I've got a great story. I don't know if my flatmate will appreciate me telling this, but my flatmate, Judah... Hope you're listening, Judah. So back in his first year of university, he went to, you know, it's your first year out of home, you're still learning how to live. He went to the supermarket, saw watermelons, was like, oh, yo, they look like they're on special, $7. So he went, he bought one. This boy loves watermelon. I saw him with one the other day. But this time he went to the checkout. He was like, oh, yo, stoked, get this watermelon for $7. Got there, rung up, at $74.
What the?
He misread $7 per kilo.
And he got the biggest one. Probably.
Biggest water whale he could find. And so, but you know what he didn't do? He didn't go put it back and say, hey, sorry, I've made a mistake.
Mm.
He went and went, I really want this watermelon. What can I do? So he just went and paid for it. Wow. This is, you know, poor uni student life as well. So spent $74 on a watermelon. Shot Judah.
That's
story's going to live on forever now.
Expensive.
Yeah.
Does he double check his prices now?
I would hope so, but, you know, I don't know.
He would have been eating that for breakfast, lunch and dinner, eh?
You'd hope, yep.
Mm.
So my dad got, like, this weird fish or alien mask. It was realistic. Very he tried cool. scaring the dog with it.
Didn't try scaring you guys?
He did.
Oh, he did. Did you freak out?
Yeah. And then one day we were on a road trip, and my sister was wearing it. She pulled the window down and scared someone.
Oh, so if someone thought the aliens came to Dunedin or wherever you guys were, it was actually just Nono's sister.
Mm-hmm.
Eli doesn't have anything?
No, I'm trying to think of a weird purchase. I'll just think of something that I've bought recently, but you know those...
squishies.
It's like a stick that's got a claw at the end of it.
Oh, yeah. The picker-upper thingies.
Yeah, picker-upper thingies. Oh, yeah. I use it to pick up trash, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably my latest purchase that I got. It's pretty
Why
cool.
Why did you buy one?
Because I'm too lazy. I'm getting old now to bend over and pick up things, so I like to use that to do all my little tasks. So,
Very cool, Eli. We're going to move on, Christopher. Did you take us away for the next segment?
This is DIY and Deep Thoughts, where we do crafts and answer questions. Sometimes the thoughts are deep, sometimes they're just glow stick level. Either way, we're making something.
Hey team, we have got a bunch of random things to craft. What's everyone going to make today? So... Christopher, you go first.
I'm making a Lego robot and it's red.
Very cool. I'm also making a Lego robot, but it is blue. And so if you hear some rustling of noises, that is just us opening. And if you hear, you'll hear the Lego pieces coming out. So get listening for some ASMR because we're going to be a bit loud right now. Okay.
So in front of me, I have a jewellery kit, make your own jewellery, and I am going to make myself a bracelet.
Very cool, Eli.
I am drawing, and I am going to be finishing off me butterfly.
Nono has a lovely ballpoint drawing of a butterfly in front of her, and it is very, very cool. So, while we do this, we're also going to just answer some random questions, and we're just going to update you also about how our builds are going.
Can we start?
Yes, you can start.
Mm.
Okay, I'm going to start answering this first question once I get this blue piece off.
Oh, there it is.
This piece, okay.
I can't find a piece. Oh, I found it.
Okay, our first question for today is... It's quite hard to multitask, actually. What is the coolest thing you've ever crafted? Nono, you can start first.
A Roblox paper doll squishy. He's adorable.
Very cool. So you made the squishy?
Yeah. I don't get to bring him, though.
What about you, Christopher? Have you ever crafted anything cool? Or made something cool?
Oh, not really.
Really? That's okay. Christopher, you come over and make cool things all the time at my work. So tell the people what you do over there.
So, Ben that works at the Youth Action, with the Youth Action Group has a wood laser cutter and a 3D printer. So far I've made a wood basketball hoop, a This bike pump holder, a boat, a downhill full suspension mountain bike. I think that's it.
That's all really cool though. And then didn't you make a bunch of presents for your family for Christmas as well?
Oh yeah, I made coasters for my dad and my nanny and granddad.
Nice. What about you, Eli?
I actually got a head start on this, and I made myself a bracelet last week. So I would say the bracelet that I made was probably the coolest thing that comes to mind. I try to make it in the colours that represent something about me, and the only colours I had was the blue and the red. And I did that because I wanted it to look like the Samoan flag. So put a bit of white in between there. So
nice.
Yeah, it
very
looks
cool.
Pretty cool.
Very cool. I think the coolest thing I've ever made is probably when I did high school and I was doing my NCA like art boards. They were.
Oh, my sister did that.
I loved them. I did photography. Oh, also when my brother was too little to make Legos for himself, I used to help him make Legos, and that was pretty cool.
My sister did take pictures of teacups and, like, drawed them.
Oh, nice. Very cool.
I think I ruined the butterfly.
You think how'd you ruin the butterfly? How'd you...
I ruined it.
How'd you... No, this all looks cool. You know, sometimes you're just a bit of a perfectionist, and I think it looks really cool. And
yellows to the flowers.
This robot's annoying. But the instructions aren't not clear. And not clear.
Yeah, it's a little bit hard, but, you know, we're doing it. Should we go with our second question, team?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favourite YouTuber, guys?
I'll go first.
Yeah.
Probably everybody might not know this. C-Boys TV.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, can you explain who that is, Christopher?
So, basically, it's... some people in their 20s, there's like 10 of them, and they do like off-roading, they build cars, they've built a drift track, so they drive cars and drive motorbikes and stuff.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah.
What about you, Nono?
I have two favourite YouTubers. Fan of the Arts, which is an animator, and Lewis A.
What is Lewis A?
He reacts to, like, videos. I don't know how to explain it.
Very cool. My favourite YouTuber, I mean, I don't watch as much YouTube as I used to, and I watch lots of different stuff, but at the moment... I love Mia Maples. She's like, kind of does like fashion stuff or like buys random things. I would guess lots of fashion-y type of YouTube. What about you, Eli?
There's this guy in America. Oh, I've just spilled these beads everywhere. I'll pick them up. But
oh my god!
Yeah, that's a lot of little beads.
Just wait until after.
Yeah, but anyway, his name is Don, and his show is called Don Reacts. So what he does is he watches clips of things going on around the world or stuff that's been put on, and he'll react to it. So,
nice.
Yeah, he's pretty funny. He makes the news pretty entertaining. So, and I enjoy his takes. So he'd be my favourite YouTuber right now.
Ciao.
Very cool. Next question. We'll do this one quick fire. What is your favourite movie night snack?
Popcorn and M&M's.
Yeah, popcorn and M&M's.
Yeah.
I would like to just go with popcorn as well. Sweet and sour. Oh, sweet and salty. What about you guys?
Mine's probably
just broke it.
Probably popcorn and Skittles.
Nice.
Popcorn's a must for any movie, but I really I haven't done it for a while, but I'd like to go to the movies and have the buttery popcorn with the with an ice cream that's got the chocolate on it and the peanuts on it. And then you dip the ice cream into the popcorn.
Very cool.
I've never had that. I'm just
looking at him weird.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's,
team.
Yeah, that's what I'm on.
I think that is just the amount of time we have for that. So how did you guys go with all your projects?
I'm not done yet.
I put more beads on the floor than on the necklace, but I mean...
How's yours going, Nono?
Nice, Eli.
I ruined the butterfly.
Well, I reckon that's still really pretty. So.
And I ruined the caterpillar.
But can I keep building one? We'll keep building, but you got to finish off... Oh, well, Nono's got to finish off this segment.
Oh. That wraps up DIY and deep thoughts. The craft might be cooked, but the conversation was solid. Send us more questions and we'll try again next time. Welcome to Finish That Lyric, the ultimate lyric challenge. We got a line from a song, from a hit song, and someone's got to finish it. No Googling, no guessing lyrics that sound right. Only the real thing counts. Let's see who really knows their bops.
Okay, Christopher is going to be taking charge in this one. Yay. I also think I've lost a piece of my Lego.
Probably. It's probably at the building.
Probably. That is really sad.
I'm going to start now.
Yep. Okay, is everyone ready?
Yep.
Eli, you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
First one is Sweet Caroline.
Ba, ba, ba. Good times never seem so good.
Yep. Brie got that.
Okay, the one for Brie.
You saved me there. I would have said something completely wrong.
Don't stop believing.
Don't stop
believing.
Hold on to that feeling. Streetlight.
Wow.
Yep.
Yo, this is just like Glee songs, team.
Next one is Living on a Prayer.
Living on a Prayer.
Yeah, Prayer.
We're halfway there.
Yep.
Nice, Nono. I just know the like the O's. Very good. Okay. Eli, you've got zero. What are you up to? Yes.
No, I helped him with that last title.
Okay.
No.
Okay, next one, Christopher.
Where do I stop, Brie?
Hmm? Oh, just keep going. Next one. Or you could choose whichever one you like.
Take me home.
Country roads to the place I belong.
Oh, yo.
Yep.
Nice.
Nono's carving it up.
Nono's, okay, so me and Nono are both on two. He was on zero. Keep going.
Next one is We Will...
Rock you.
We will rock you.
Nono.
You give that one to Nono. Okay.
Next one is Cause Baby.
Cause baby you're a firework.
Oh, I did not get that one. Nice. Nono's winning. Keep going.
Number eight is I've Got a Feeling.
Tonight's gonna be a good night.
I was thinking of the wrong song.
Yes. Now, 2000s to 2010 crowd favourites.
Okay, let's go.
I'm Walking on the Sunshine.
I'm Walking on Sunshine. Oh.
Yep, Brie got that.
Wow.
Next one, Girls Just Wanna.
Next, we got one last one. Yeah.
Oops.
I did it again.
Dang, Eli. Okay, one more. Let's do
it again.
Let's just do one more.
Hey Now.
This is what dreams are made. No.
Hey Now, you're a rock star. No.
Oh, dang it. Wrong one. Mate. Bro.
I think I just came back in one.
You may have.
Clutch.
Two more.
Okay. This is going to be...
The best day of my life.
One more. Last one.
Why you gotta be so...
Rude. Don't you know you're human? No.
Why you gotta be so rude? Don't you know you're human too?
Yep. Yeah,
Brie
got that one.
Okay.
I just had to get one team.
Nice.
Okay, wait,
who won?
I don't know. I think Nono did pretty well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'll read it. And that's the end of Finish That Lyric. Some of us was pitch perfect and some of us tried. We'll be back next time with more lyrics to test your music memory and maybe make you cringe a little along the way.
Cringe.
So that is just about us for today, team. And, yeah, thanks for listening. If you want to get in touch with us, check us out on TikTok. Our account name is Fiako. That is WHEAKO on TikTok.
That's us for this episode. Thanks for hanging out with us, whether you laughed, learned something, or just listened in awkward silence. We appreciate you.
Make sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss what's coming up next. And if you know a local legend or have an idea for a segment, hit us up. You will hear from us next time in a fortnight. See ya.
That's us for another episode of the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast here on ORFM.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tell your mates, your dog and your nan. Catch you next time. Ka kite.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.